The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
One, two, three, four. Planet Gridiron, where football lives. With your host, Damian Anderson.
Rolling, that is did you do that intro?
You dig it?
That's new. That was new right there. That got some auto tunes on there. You hanging out with
Swiss Beats.
Swiss Beats in them?
Yeah, baby.
That's serious, man. Thank God it's Friday. Man, I've had a tough week. Can't wait for the weekend to get here, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else than right here on Planet Gridiron Radio.
I know what you're glad about.
What's that?
You glad that it's almost Christmas and shopping's almost over and your wife ain't spending no more money.
That too, but I'm also glad that Northwestern's playing Auburn in the Tampa Bay Outback Bowl January 1st. And speaking of that, we got a good friend of mine and former, or I guess Tiger alum of Auburn, Lorenzo Diamond, in studio today at Planet Gridiron.
Well, Dame, you're feeling pretty good about, you know, you guys playing us right now, and that's great. You know, all you guys, you know, you Northwestern fans out there, you know, you guys should feel great about
everybody's playing. Northwestern fan, listen to us.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody.
Well, I guess I'm speaking to everybody out here right now. You okay. Guys can feel great about this. But after the game,
okay,
just don't hang your heads too low. It's going to be okay.
You're talking a lot, you know, bro. And, I mean, of course, I want you here next week on our Christmas Bowl special,
definitely,
too. I want you here.
Definitely.
We're going to have Coach Fitz on the show. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you this, man. We're serious. Although that we've lost some games. You guys have lost more. Let me point that out. But, I mean, we've beat Iowa at Iowa. We've beat, you know, Wisconsin. We've won consecutive games. And right. You guys haven't
really. Hey, what's the spread?
Done that. I mean, we're probably the underdogs.
We're on a three-game losing streak right now.
And make that four after this. talk about, you know, I guess losing right now. I mean, the football world, America has lost a great athlete and seemed to be tragically turning his life around. Chris Henry, receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. Our hearts and prayers go out to
his
your family.
Right.
Yeah. And in light of, I guess, that situation, I sat down, you know, with my son talking to him about it. And one thing that I said is, that's just an example of every choice, every decision you make has a consequence, you know, good or bad. So just think about things.
No matter how large or how small.
Exactly. So think about things and, you know, our Planet Gridiron, we just try and we're not trying to quote the Bible or be Christians or, you know, Bible thumpers or anything like that. But just like
are Christians.
We are Christians. But just like the good book says, don't do anything with passion. I mean, with anything with hate in your heart. You know what I mean? When all our listeners out there, when you're trying to make those decisions or, you know, you're pissed off and everything isn't going the right way, just stop and think about it and say, would I still do this if I was calm?
He who gets mad loses.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
But it's just unfortunate. And I just want to say our hearts and prayers go out to, Chris.
I understand, you know, you can't talk bad about the people that are the past, and I'm not going to. I've just got questions. I've got questions which I'm sure in a few days we'll find out what really happened. You know, he's in the back of the truck and cartwheeled out of the back of the truck. How do you do that? You're standing up.
Somebody had to hit the gas.
Somebody got to go to jail.
Well, there's a history of domestic disturbance there. Right. And like I said, I'm not going to judge. I mean, it's just unfortunate. We lost somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's a lot of unanswered questions. There always is, but that's for the authorities to figure it out. You know,
it's unfortunate because, I mean, just more than his family lost out in this situation. I mean, the fiance's family is eventually going to lose out. Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, it's a tragic situation.
It's a chain reaction throughout the whole thing, isn't it? Yeah.
A domino effect.
Exactly.
But on a lighter note, we have Dre Gibbs on the line, a running back slash fullback from Western Illinois. Dre, you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
So, Dre, hello, Dre. How are you? Rolling
Dre,
here.
Dre, the Scout Report, you seem pretty energetic on the line, man. I'm happy to have you. Are you making that trek across the country yet?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm actually in Tennessee right now.
Oh, that's what's up.
Hey, he's a communications major now. He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. You've been prepping for the show, man?
Yes, sir, I am.
So tell me about this. How did you hook up with James Hodgins, another one of our, knowledge professors on Planet Gridiron? How'd you hook up with James, and how'd you guys make that relationship work?
Well, I got a letter from him at the beginning of the season, and just stating, what he's about, and I read his letter and everything, and he told me to contact him after the season. I talked to my mom, and me and my mom called him up one day and talked to him, and everything's straight so far. He's a good man.
No, he's a great guy, man, and he's a definitely blessing to have on your team, and he definitely knows all the ins out, good and bad, of the game. So you average 100 yards this year. You played in Western. That's a gritty conference, man. So what did you do to have continued success?
What did I do? Just work hard and just try to study more film and just ask my coach questions. What can I do better to be successful?
So were you more of a running back this year or a fullback?
I was a running back.
Running back. You have kind of a twofold. Obviously, James has played the game. You know, he's been in the game, and he could teach you. He's played with a lot of running backs. He's played with Marshall Faulk, some guy named Damian Anderson, Emmitt Smith, Edgerrin James. He's also played with from the Jets. What was his name?
Pace?
Curtis Martin. Curtis, I mean, he's played with some great running back. What advice has James given you to bring your game to the next level? I mean, obviously you played at Western, and you've played and put up some great numbers against some quality opponents. But what advice has he given you?
Just to stay focused, and he's gonna teach me a lot more about the fullback position what I already don't know, and just becoming more physical as a player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about the ins and outs now, man. The little things.
Studying film, just studying my opponent in every aspect of the game.
And I would just tell you this. I mean, as a person that's been there, done it, Lorenzo as well. Just make sure when you have that opportunity, when you have that chance, just be prepared for everything. Like, you have a great resource, you know, in myself, in Lorenzo, in Roland, especially in James. Ask him don't let any question go unanswered. Ask him everything. I mean, whether it be about, you know, training, your hand placement in terms of 40, catching a ball, routes to run, 4-3 defenses, different things like that. I mean, you have a blessed opportunity to have a Super Bowl champion, a 10-year NFL veteran like James, that wealth of knowledge right there. You know what I mean? That's what all Planet Gridiron's about.
Planet Gridiron. Get you a page, baby.
Yeah,
go far.
Yeah, go to planetgridiron.com, develop a page, and you could just access all those resources to take your game to the next level. So what do you think that your greatest accomplishment was at Western Illinois?
My greatest accomplishment, just being a team player, you know, I mean, just being a good guy, just, I mean, I really can't say, I mean.
Well, I think it was 166 rushing yards against against Missouri State. That's what I think it was. And
I can tell you this. Actually, it was rushing for 1,000 yards, to tell you the truth. Rushing for 1,000 yards. That's what it was.
And that's what's up. Did you cry after that game?
Nah, yes, sir, I did.
That's what's up, man. So you had your Mark Ingram moment then. You had your Mark Ingram moment.
Get Junior started on that.
But I mean, that was awesome, man. I'm super proud of you. I know that you have a great future ahead of you. What's your plan right now? So, I mean, obviously you're heading back from Western, you know, heading home on that trek, and our prayers and blessings go that you make that walk and that travel, you know, the best way possible and healthy and safe. But what's on your agenda next?
Actually, I'm actually getting ready to hook up with Mr. James this weekend, and just trying to hook up with him and just start training right now.
What do you have any ideas where you're going to go train at?
Trucks Training.
Trucks Training. Okay, where's that located?
I can't even tell you right now. I can't tell you off the top of my head.
So what do you have to work on? What do you think in terms? I mean, obviously, if you're going to play fullback, you got to be physical. But what do you think you need to work on to make that team? You know what I mean? To get on there and stay for a long period of time? Because, I mean, as you know, James was a free agent and he played for 10 years. What are you going to do to make that team and stay there?
Just get bigger physically, and, you know what I'm saying, get faster, continue to work on my feet and continue to work on my hands, and just try to, you know what I'm saying, glorify God in everything I do and bring him in everything I do, you know?
I'm going to tell you this, and make sure you're one of the first persons to raise their hand for anything. You know, when you get in that camp, first run to run down there on kickoff. I mean, because that's what it is. I mean, when you get on there and you come from a small school, like we were talking about, you know, myself, you know, playing Northwestern, playing Auburn in this bowl game. I mean, you're a little bit underappreciated coming from a Western versus Auburn, you know, versus Alabama, schools that are, you know, most of the time obviously recognized for putting out great stars and stuff like that. But obviously you got a great support team in Hodgins. And I think it's the sky's the limit for you. Continued success. Thanks for calling in Planet Gridiron Radio. Dre Gibbs, a prospect for the 2010 draft. So what, one more thing. So you have an opportunity to play in this East-West Shrine game. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, that's another great opportunity, another resource for you to go there and show your skills, man. Get out there and do it. So what type of ferocity, what type of attitude are you bringing towards that game?
Just preparing for it any way that I can, you know, just step by step, you know, and just working with James. Like I said, he's going to get me right and teach me everything that I need to know to be successful.
So are you because, I mean, as they say in the NFL, it's one of those situations, the more you can do. So are you going there as a hybrid, or are you going there as a running back or a fullback?
Whatever they need me to do,
That was a perfect answer. Yeah, that was a perfect answer. Because, I mean, as you saw McClain last year from
Alabama, the Ravens.
Yeah, at the Ravens. I mean, that guy came in as a fullback, and he was a leading rusher last year. You know what I mean? Had a couple games over 150 yards and stuff like that, man. So to you, much success. Thank you for coming on Planet Gridiron Radio. Have a safe trip, Roland.
Good luck, buddy.
Good luck, man. Good luck. Work hard.
Do your thing. And please call us again after when you're training, and we'll love to have you on again, man.
Thank you very much.
Call us draft day.
Yeah,
call us draft day.
Yeah, or after. You might be pissed off. On draft.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
Yeah, I promise. Everybody's pissed off on draft day.
Have a safe trip.
You do fine. Thanks.
Great kid right there, man. He's going to have a lot of success. He just seems like he want to do it.
He sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely got his head on, screwed on right. Looked like he's going in the right direction, so.
Yeah. So, all right, Planet Gridiron, we're going to take a break right here. You guys keep it where you got it, and we'll be right back after this.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get your friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network with hunting and fishing info news, talking about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and getting more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific Time for IS Outdoors on the Voice America Sports Channel. With their combined experience of 60 years in the woods, Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they are also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. IS Outdoors offers brisk interaction with the audience, soliciting opinions and questions on a wide range of outdoor subjects. Tune in every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time to the IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
With your host, Damian Anderson.
I'm just going to say I had quality, too.
I had quality, too. Don't get it twisted now.
That's
I had
all,
quality.
That's all I want to say. In light of, you know, celebrations and quality, Tiger Woods, sportsman of the decade.
Of the decade. The athlete.
I mean, do you think that they timed that?
But see, they put sports and then man. So it's sportsman.
There you. I like that. Speaking right now, we got Auburn alum and NFL veteran tight end Lorenzo Diamond here in studio playing a Gridiron Radio. And I like what you just said. You said that's first, sportsman. Right. So it's his game is to be recognized first,
right?
Not the man,
right? Because without the game, there is nobody. Nobody would care what he does. He'd be another average person in the world.
Speaking of
Joe the plumber,
speaking of guys from Stanford, we have Marshall.
Marshall Dillard, is he on the line?
We have Marshall Dillard on the line. Marshall, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Marshall, how you doing?
All right, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I know you got to go. You got those kids getting out of school here
pretty
quick.
Busy around
here. Got half day.
We got people wrecking into other cars and everything.
It sounds like a circus
out the parking lot.
Yeah, Marshall, tell us a little bit about your journey to Stanford, and how was it when you got there, and how'd you get there?
Well, I played football, and so had to play pretty well in high school there, and so earned a
pretty well. You were high school All-American, Marshall. enough of being modest. We understand.
How many yards you have, Marshall? It's 2090.
And so I was able to earn a full scholarship to Stanford University there, and loved it. Beautiful campus, the whole environment, beautiful people. You know, the support was great there. So just a great, great experience there at Stanford.
Yeah, you know, Marshall, I'll cut to the chase here. When you were at Stanford and you were studying, were you playing football to go to the NFL, or were you studying to there getting an education to go out and do something with your life outside of the NFL?
I would say initially when I got there, I was going to Stanford to get to the NFL. Then I got hurt playing an intramural basketball game and had to redshirt the next season. And at that point, I realized, I said, hey, I need to make sure I put some of these apples into another basket.
Marshall, I got to ask you a question. I got to cut you off.
Okay.
What did Walter say? You guys don't know who Walter. Walter was his dad. Walter worked at our school, and Walter was a tough guy.
Walter didn't play.
But Walter would whoop you, and really? He'd call your parents. Yeah, he wasn't even the principal.
Not like he's from the south, man.
Marshall, you whooping them kids, man.
What did your dad say when you hurt your knee?
We'll say that again.
What did your dad tell you when you hurt your knee playing intramurals?
Well, he said, "So I told you shouldn't have been playing." But then the coach said the same thing.
I could hear him.
You know, yeah. So, but then at that time, you know, my parents always stressed education, so I always knew education was important. Well, education was always an important factor in my life, and that's why I, you know, chose Stanford. That's one of the reasons I chose go to school at Stanford.
Yeah, I mean, and you guys have a great, you know, tradition there. I mean, you have some amazing athletes. I mean, most notably, we got Toby Gerhart, that running back to rush for 1,700 yards this year, 26 touchdowns. So do you feel as though he was snubbed this year with the Heisman?
You know, you always get that East Coast bias, you know, in football and basketball, because, you know, that's where, I guess, a lot of the major media outlets are there. I'm not sure.
L.A.,
how that works,
hello.
LA. Well, you know, like New York, you know, and they consider that the media capital, I guess. And so you get a lot of West Coast teams don't get their fair due.
So I mean, you didn't answer the question. That was a great political answer. Do you feel Gerhardt was snubbed?
Do I feel that Gerhardt was snubbed?
Yeah.
You know, who am I to say? You know, everybody there had a fantastic season.
Marshall, you're a running back. You know what it is. Because, I mean, I'm a running back, too.
I would like to have seen him receive it. I mean, if you ask me that, my opinion, I would like to have seen him receive it. But, you know, everybody there had a quality season. So you can't knock any of the other people and their performance this year.
Well, I thought Tim Tebow shouldn't have been there. You know, I thought that he had a mediocre year. Mm-hmm. I mean, in comparison to the other guys, Colt McCoy, amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, Mark Ingram. I mean, my comparison of the two, Mark Ingram and Toby Gerhardt. Toby Gerhardt is a Mike Allstott.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
Mark Ingram is Emmitt Smith.
That's what I've been telling everybody. He's Mike Allstott.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I compared, you know, Toby, he's going to be a good NFL player, but I think that Mark Ingram is going to be like an Emmitt Smith type. You know, he has all those runs. He's electric.
Yeah,
he can make a 5-yard play into a 50-yard play. And Gerhardt, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's big, physical, but as we see what happened to Mike towards the end of his career.
Yeah, a lot of pounding.
Exactly, and especially in the NFL, those boys, they're 230 like you are.
And they're running 4.4.
Exactly.
Bringing the wood,
and bringing it,
and Marshall, obviously in education, you know, Northwestern, you know, Auburn. I mean, you kept that in it. Sorry, NAU. I can't forget about.
I'm a lumberjack.
Yeah, can't forget about. But in the times right now, I mean, we're dealing with a lot of, I guess, social and sports consciousness in light of situations like Tiger Woods and Chris Henry and stuff like that. Why is, you know, people like yourselves in held positions where, you know, kids see you every day. They see that father figure. Why is it so important to implement values and goals into our kids right now?
Well, because, because they're our future. You know, in the younger you could get them, and the earlier you could get them to realize how important to be a certain type of a person that's going to be benefit not only themselves but benefit their fellow man, you know, the world will just be a better place when they're older.
Yeah, Marshall, I thought you was going to say, because they're going to be working at McDonald's later, and I don't want to have to slap them.
No. You know, it's tough nowadays too, especially with the accessibility to all types of information that's out there.
Yeah, and you guys, as educators, your hands are pretty much tied now. You know, I spoke of your dad. Your dad worked at the school, and your dad would whoop us, and then the principal would get us, and then he'd tell our parents, and grandma came and got us and whooped us and took us home, and then mom got me, then dad got home.
Let me tell you a story about my dad. I just found this out a couple of years ago. This one guy, when he was in elementary school, he got in some trouble, and my dad spanked him at the school. Not only did he spank him, but then he walked the boy home, knocked on the door, and said, so boy's mom's name is like Rita. So Rita, this boy acting up at school, I just gave him a whooping, you need to give him another one.
Wow.
But you know what, I gotta say, Walter was a tough guy, and he carried a big stick, and he did.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, Walter was always there. All the events, you know, through our Little League football. You played the Mustang, played for the Mustangs. I played for the Antlers. He was always there.
I know y'all were terrible. Antlers?
Antlers.
Hey, man, we beat the Mustangs, man. Heck yeah, we were tough, man.
Shoot. Name like Antlers, man. What team is that? What's your mascot?
But Walter was always there. We go up Dr. Fox's house. You remember that? Going up there
going
swimming
Dr.
in his
Fox
pool?
House, yeah.
Yeah, he always cooked.
And my dad always barbecue, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a good man.
But Walter, I mean, we're all about giving knowledge to
Marshall.
Marshall. We're all about giving knowledge to
He wouldn't mind be calling Walter.
No, we got it. Marshall, we're all about giving knowledge, you know, to our listeners. and things like that, and just dropping seeds of knowledge to them. What was the common thread along your career, your professional career, as well as your athletic career, that allowed you to attain success?
The common thread, I think, just faith. You know, believing in yourself and knowing that there's something better out there, and setting a goal and trying to reach it, and having faith that you're going to get there.
Yeah. How are things in Bakersfield now? You're principal of a school there, and how many students you have in the school?
We have just a little bit over 600 in my school.
Wow, and you run them all, huh? Do you hire and fire the teachers too?
No, I don't hire the teachers. That's director of personnel. But as far as my classified staff members, uh-huh. I do the hiring of that, and with certain classified staff members. I don't mean to rush off here, but we have a bell that's about to ring, and I need to get outside with all the kids right now.
All right, Marshall.
Get ugly if I'm not out there.
I can imagine. Well, thanks for coming out. You ever see Joey Porter around town?
Who Porter?
Joey.
No, I don't. No, he works in Bakersfield.
Man, y'all can talk on the phone after the show, man. We on live radio. You know,
I know, man. I ain't seen
you
in months,
Tito,
man.
thanks for coming on, Marshall.
You say Tito and them? Thanks, Marshall. All right, take care of them kids.
So, all right, take care.
So we're back with NFL veteran and Auburn alum Lorenzo Diamond. So, Lorenzo, I mean, you've battled some adversity. You know, you came in as a free agent with the odds stacked against you. Mm-hmm. You made it. You played for the Miami Dolphins and Arizona Cardinals, as well as starting on a major college football team. Uh-huh. Like we asked Marshall, what was the common thread that allowed you to succeed?
I think it was just work ethic. Mm-hmm. You know, going out every day, putting the work in, putting the time in, doing the little things, mm-hmm. going to class, coming to workouts, you know, mm-hmm. busting my butt to make sure I'm there on time, you know, busting my butt at practice, you know, all those things paid off in the end.
And I'm getting a lot of questions, you know, of guys that are, you know, getting a scholarship on Planet Gridiron. They're saying, like, Damian, what do I think? You know, I don't know if I want to go to USC. I don't know if I want to go to Florida. They all have, you know, competition here. They got this other All-American coming in. You went to Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you had a
280
tight end. You know, college scouts dreaming about. Right. I mean, professional scouts dreaming about. Why did you go there and not go to another school where you wouldn't have to worry about anything?
Well, it was for me. It was basically a last minute decision to go to Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling all the coaches, telling them I was going to Miami actually,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I got to the Auburn and they told me that. You know, you're going to have a chance to start here. And nobody else had told me that. And that influenced my decision greatly. You know, having a chance, an opportunity to go in and play early.
Anybody want a chance to go in and play.
Definitely.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll be right back on PlanetGridiron.com.
With the picks and Kevin the Great.
You got it.
School to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Is. How can technology that is meant to keep us connected leave us feeling so disconnected? All of these changes in our lives, moving along at rapid-fire pace, bring us a slew of new challenges in life. A new program, Really, with Dr. Ga, a.k.a. Glenn A. Heinrichs, will help you navigate these changes and help you create the life that you want. We'll get inside the world of psychology and help you better understand it all. Really, with Dr. Ga, is broadcast live every Wednesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping? Looking to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot.
Got it. With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
We're back here at PlanetGridiron.com with your host, Damian Anderson.
And we got our favorite part of the show for me, I mean, especially from last week. I mean, I went 3-1. I beasted Kevin the Great, Wags, and yourself. But this week, we got a little bit more competition.
I don't count.
as a show, I mean, but you know about the game. In some weeks, you get some right. I mean, it's just
you're just another guy.
But, you know, we're fortunate enough to have, you know, NFL veteran as well as Auburn alum, Lorenzo Diamond in studio today.
Yeah, we got PJ Sparks also. He's going to be joining us on the page.
What's going on?
Yes, we'll get into PJ in a minute. But Kev, we got Kev from the Shy and Wags from North Carolina.
Kev, Rain Man.
Rain Man, a.k.a. Rain Man, a.k.a. Know It All. So who we got?
Walmart, definitely Walmart.
So Indy almost lost yesterday. What do you think about that game?
I liked it. I thought Jacksonville would actually win that game outright. I didn't think Indy would play all their players throughout the whole game, but
they did, and they want to get that.
They pulled it out.
Undefeated. Yeah. So I say we got to speed through this because we got some great guests today. So we got Dallas at New Orleans. I got New Orleans.
Oh yeah,
New Orleans.
Agreed.
New Orleans.
PJ? New Orleans.
Shoot, I don't even know New Orleans.
You don't know.
I said New Orleans. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know.
16-0 this year.
That's my mom's favorite team. So.
So who's that? Who's that? Dallas.
New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Mom better like New Orleans.
Yeah.
You better not say Dallas. They're terrible in December
now.
Say, let them know the stats, Rain Man. What was Dallas's record in December?
0-2 this year.
Yeah, I got to say it again.
All right, we got Cleveland at Kansas City. KC.
Pick your poison.
KC.
Cleveland.
I got what?
Cleveland.
That
AC.
What are we learning? What do we learn about teams with emotional wins? They beat Pittsburgh. That was their season. They don't care anymore.
Cleveland.
They have
Next.
To care. They're not going to get the first pick.
KC. What do you got,
Kev? I like Roe's pick. He's a smart man.
Thank you, Rain Man.
I'm going to agree and go with BQ and the boys from Cleveland.
Well, that's right.
Too bad.
Kmart. Definitely Kmart.
All right. Houston at St. Louis. Houston.
Houston.
There it is.
St. Louis with the upset.
Well, you just kept quiet on that one right there. We got New England.
That wasn't real emphatic.
It was. In late.
Like
so
he usually is.
It was like his eight. Cardinals.
So everybody can hear him. All right, we got New England at Buffalo.
New England.
Okay. Me too. I agree. All agree.
No Patriots.
I'll take New England.
Agree.
Okay, we got Miami at Tennessee.
Miami, of course.
Tennessee.
Going with the Dolphins.
Miami. Got to go with
the
Dolphins.
Keeping playoff hopes alive.
Come on.
PJ's light-skinned, so I know he knows what he's talking about.
Yes.
Miami.
Miami.
So who you got, PJ?
I said Miami.
What? There you go.
So everybody got
Miami.
Tennessee. Unanimous. Miami. Must be that black part I'm talking right there. Damn. Okay, we got Arizona at Detroit.
Arizona.
Yes,
Arizona all the way, man.
There he goes.
There it is.
All right. We got San Fran at Philly. I got to go with Philly.
I'm going with the
Philly,
Niners.
Philly, agreed.
Niners fans since
what?
Six. Go with the Niners.
Let's go 49ers.
Philly.
Niners, stop baby. It.
Niners.
Philly.
Do you want to put in your two parts, PJ?
Philly.
Okay, good. You're starting to come back. We got Chicago at Baltimore.
Baltimore.
I think I'm going to go with Chicago on this.
I like Chicago, too. I took Chicago last week. I'm going to take Chicago.
Let's go, Bears.
You
going
to go Baltimore. With the Bears?
The Bears.
Baltimore. Atlanta at New York Jets. I take the Jets. Atlanta's
agreed.
A dome team. Yeah. The South Side.
Is Matt Ryan still out?
Let's go, Jets.
Go, Jets.
PJ?
I say Jets.
There it is. Oakland, Denver. I got Denver.
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 You love Oakland.
Let's go Raiders.
I know I like Oakland, but I...
Kev, who you got?
Denver.
I think this is the game of the week right here. Green Bay at Pittsburgh.
Mm. I got don't Green have Bay. To ask me. I'm going with the heart.
I got Green Bay.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I say Green Bay.
Pittsburgh. Green Bay!
That's Wags.
Hey, Wags, where are you from?
I'm talking about Wags.
Wags, where are you from?
North Carolina.
Give all the family a shout-out right now. Go ahead and let them know.
Yo, Ma, Grandma, hey, all y'all down here, and my little guy Derek that might catch it in a couple weeks, catch the replay of this. Hey to you too, man.
All right, there it is. All right, we got Minnesota at Carolina. I got Minnesota. Brett Favre.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Minnesota, don't you know?
Minnesota.
Yeah, reluctantly.
There it is. All right,
absolutely.
We got the Giants at the Redskins. NFC East.
I like the Giants.
Giants.
I agree.
Gotta go. Who you got?
Redskins.
Why? Gotta go with the Giants.
What?
That's my favorite team.
Oh, it's okay.
The Giants.
That's my team.
All right. Appreciate Wags, Kevin, for the picks, man. Hit us up next week on our Christmas show. Call in 888-346-9144. Talk to you guys next week, man.
All right, brother. Be good.
All right. So we got our in-studio guests. We got PJ Sparks, one of the elite running backs in Arizona high school.
I watch you on YouTube, man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
All right.
So you got a little bit of pedigree to you. Your pops played in the National Football League.
Yes, sir.
So how has that blessed your life, and how does moms feel about you doing the same thing?
They've never pushed me to play football. You know, it's my passion. Mm-hmm. It's what I love to do, and everybody always asks me every single day, are you going to follow in your pop's footsteps? And, you know, my answer to that is that, yeah, I'm going to follow his path, but, you know, I'm going to create my own footsteps. Ooh, in the
right,
sand.
Right,
you
right.
Know, make my own thing, be an individual, you know.
That was like an ill rhyme right there, though.
Yeah,
that was like deep.
I got a little bit in it.
So you told me that you tweaked your hammy a little bit, so.
Yeah, a little bit in the our last regular season game,
mm-hmm.
and then I tore it a little bit, and then ever since that, I've just been rehabbing, trying to get back, because it's going to be my senior year, and I really want to be prepared to, you know, go and play college ball, if that's mm-hmm. what I'm going to do.
Right.
You know, so.
Anybody calling you yet? You talking to anybody?
I got a couple letters from Washington, UW.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Nobody's made any calls, but
Shout out to Jay Locker.
Yeah, I have had a couple things in Max Preps. And they've done a couple articles on me and everything.
Right, so, yeah. On YouTube also. Is that you as a little baby sitting there screaming at the TV? Have you seen that?
Yeah. No,
yeah,
that's not me.
No,
I looked at that too, and I was like, no, we didn't have that good
the hair maybe.
Does
a hair match maybe?
Yeah.
No, it's a little bitty baby screaming at the TV.
Yeah.
So what do you think? If you could compare your style to anyone out there, who would it be most comparable to?
Honestly, I would have to say Beanie Wells, just because his intensity when he runs.
That's you?
Yeah, I say that's me. And,
you know what? We were talking about love the athlete, not the man. You know,
We got to separate them.
But I saw you make a move, and look just like OJ, the way you went around the side there, and you had your arm out
was
there.
Was against a blue and white team?
I don't know. I was just watching you run. You run like OJ, I think.
Oh, thank you.
And the way you got that power and you move the line, you mm-hmm. know, you move them 3 or 4 yards. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Always got to keep going forward, mm-hmm. not side to side.
So, I mean, do you have a complete game? Can you catch, block, you know what I mean, do what it takes? That's what I mean. My son's a beast, too. I mean, I know he's a couple years behind you, but, you know what I'm saying, like being a running back, playing the game, you know what I'm saying, like what – you have to do everything nowadays, you know what I mean? And that's what the scouts are looking at college, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's, you know, Lorenzo could tell you, being at, you know, Scottsdale Community College, he knows what it takes, for what our coach is looking at. You got to be able to catch the ball, protect, you know, the passer, as well as run it. What, if anything, if you have any flaws, what do you need to work at?
the biggest thing is still on my pass block, mm-hmm. and then just making that extra cut instead of just always trying to run somebody over, because that's what I've been taught to do all through Pop Warner, is just run somebody over, not really juking and doing all the moves.
Put that foot in the ground.
Yeah.
And go forward.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is just being a student of the game and learning and critiquing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And on your off days, doing what you need to do to make yourself better.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's great. I mean, the fact that you know that you have that knowledge to be aware of, okay, I need to work on this. That's the most important thing. Because half the people go, you'll be, Lorenzo could attest to, you'll get to high school, you'll get to college, you'll get to the pros, and they think they're perfect. I ain't got to work on anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's the most important thing. And you see now, what happened with the Cardinals game. You know what I mean? They had 7 turnovers. Yeah. You got to work on ball security like you do every aspect of a game. Like you're talking about cutting. I remember having my son out there at 2 years old. We were working cuts. Jump cuts, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, spin moves.
Wait. What?
Exactly.
At 2?
Yeah. At 2. I mean, it was just, he would see me do it. Daddy, what are you doing? And I'd be like, let's go. And we work. You know what I'm saying? We work moves.
Drills, everything.
I mean, he grew up
in
it. Yeah, he grew up
in it. Oh, wait, have you seen him? Have you seen Drake?
No, but I can imagine it.
This kid's amazing.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, but it was just like, I mean, he's just like you, PJ. He wants to play the game. You know what I mean? If it wasn't, it's not one of those, because my parents never pressured me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome about parents, is that parents that don't do that, because I think that there's some type of resentment when you have parents that are like, hey, you have to do this.
Yeah,
you have
to. You're not doing it for yourself.
Exactly.
For everybody else.
Exactly. Man. And then that's one thing, because he'll come to me like, Dad, let's go catch some balls. And I found out when I used to put it pressure on him, you know what I mean? He wouldn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be like, hey, Drake, let's go play catch. And he's all about it. He's like, all right, let's go do it. And I mean, and I'm offering, you know what I mean? I don't do any camps or anything, but I always work a lot of little kids out in the summer like that. So, I mean, I know it's a trek for you to come back this way. But, man, if you ever wanted to get down and work some drills or anything, you know what I mean? I make myself, Lorenzo, we can meet at Scottsdale.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm real cool with those dudes and make it happen. Yeah, so yeah. What was your highlight of the year this year?
My highlight of the year?
Don't think it shouldn't be that hard, bro. You're running back.
You know, every game I did a little bit of something. I would have to say.
Oh, every game he did a little bit. I like this kid.
We were role playing. No.
I like this kid.
It was a full game, though. We played Willow Canyon, and that game it really showed, you know, my ability and what I have to give. I had 65 yard little screen pass. And then I had another touchdown for, I think, 35 yards. Had a return for 90 yards. That got called back to 70 yards. But
you
returned
kicks.
You still
also
got the 90 yards, though.
Yeah. Okay. But I kept it at
90. It's on tape, though. It's on tape. So they see
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah,
that
so,
cut that flag out.
So the flag was, you know, behind the play, so it didn't even matter.
That's Drake's problem. Drake, he gets the ball. He scores every time. But there's always a flag.
But that's what I tell him.
Killing his stats.
It's on tape, though.
It's on tape.
You can still upload it to YouTube.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's PlanetGridiron.com. We'll be right back right after this. Keep it where you got it.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get your friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Yeah.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
All right, and we're back here at PlanetGridiron.com with your host, Damian Anderson.
And we're blessed to have in studio young stellar running back from Mountain Ridge High School, PJ, Babatunde Sparks.
What's up?
So,
Babatunde?
Yeah, Babatunde. It was this fast dude I ran against. I felt like saying it. You look like you could run pretty fast, so I just wanted to say
what
that.
Is your
it's
40?
The white cleats.
What is your 40?
The last time I ran my 40 was a 4.56, I believe.
That's moving. And you said that was that before your year? Before
yeah,
your junior?
Yeah.
Oh, that's moving then. You're doing it.
Well, that's at the beginning of our
training?
Our
like summer
year.
Conditioning?
Our school year.
Oh, your
so,
school year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up, man. So to much success. So I see, I'm looking at these stats, and I mean, they're pretty serious, but I see you guys had, you played that Hamilton out by me. You played Hamilton. They
what
won,
happened that game?
They won. Oh, wow. I mean, at least they won state though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you can't say, you know, that they're not the best. So you played the best. You know what I mean? It wasn't one of your best games, but I mean, as we know, as a running back and myself included, it takes a team.
Yeah.
You know, for you to get yards.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean, and I've seen them play, but you've played against them. Why are they good?
They're a team. They're mm-hmm. just they're together like. When we played against them, I just felt that they were a college team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they played. They played with intensity and heart, and we didn't live up to it.
So was it one of those games you felt like you were doing everything by yourself?
That game, actually, I didn't even play
really?
That much. I played the first quarter, and then I had a contusion in my right thigh.
Mm.
And then I ended up spraining my ankle or something like that. So my coach was like, you need to sit out.
Gotcha, yeah. So,
smart
thing.
Smart.
They're
that's a
great
good
team,
coach.
Though. I give them props. They're a great team.
So, I mean, you saw this. I know everyone saw it, this 2009 Heisman Trophy presentation. Toby Gernhardt, Mark Ingram,
mm-hmm.
being a running back. Why did you feel, if you felt Mark Ingram, why he won it? Why do you think he won?
You know, to me, he feels like he just has so much heart when he mm-hmm. plays the game. When you see him run, he's running for a purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know, not only for himself, but, you know, for his team.
Mm-hmm.
And he never singles himself out. It's for the team. And I don't know, he just got a lot of heart.
Right.
Those are my two favorite running backs, too. So,
I mean, but for to me, how I always compared him, I thought, I mean, it might be a little bit before time. I don't think so. But remember Mike Allstott?
Yeah.
From Tampa Bay? Like,
yeah.
I compared Toby Gerhart to Mike Allstott, and Mark Ingram's like an Emmitt Smith. You know what I mean? Like, one's good, but another one's great. You know what I mean? You understood why he was electric. You know what I'm saying? You understood why Mark Ingram got a ball, how he balled against Florida, how he did those things and made people miss against the best of the best. And don't get me wrong, I played in the Big Ten. You know what I mean? We had nationally ranked defense. But them dudes in the SEC are for real. I mean, they got, like you talked about Hamilton, got college, like a college team. They're professional teams out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's... Them boys out there bring it every game. You know what I mean? You got to go out there. And that's what shows, you know, we're going to talk about our bowl series next week. Lorenzo here from Auburn, you know, Northwestern.
Tigers. You know, coming back, Lorenzo?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, we got Northwestern playing Auburn. And, I mean, we're, you know, supposedly a scholar school. You know, Pat Fitzgerald's changed around there. He has basically since he went to college there. But that's one thing you get. Like, you know, you get a Mountain Ridge, you know, playing a Hamilton. And they got all these resources and all this to kids to pick from. And that's how I felt in high school. You know what I'm saying? I'm just
How old is your school?
I think we opened in 95.
Okay.
So it's fairly new school.
How old is Hamilton?
Oh, they probably opened not too long ago, probably 2000.
And they just got all the money.
Well, I don't want to put it out there, but they're recruitment based team.
Oh, okay.
Centennial's like that too. Yeah.
They got kids moving in from out of state.
Yeah. And they just won it 3 years in a row, so obviously.
Well, Marcos Deniza knocked Centennial. Yeah. 39 game win streak.
Yeah.
So. Really?
Huge win for them.
But
that game was exciting.
But they got beat by Chaparral, though.
Yeah, they lost to Chaparral in state.
And although we're keeping it very Arizona, I mean, you could call in 888-346-9144 and talk about your local high school, but I mean, I'm letting you know that Centennial Hamilton.
Or hit us up on planetgridiron.com.
Yes, always create a profile, let us know what it is, and hit Roland or myself and ask us any questions you need.
You got it. PJ, you got a profile on planetgridiron.com yet?
No, I don't.
You'll have one this evening, though, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. So, I mean, in the running backs right now, besides myself, who did you look up to?
besides myself.
And who did you play for? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But, yeah, back to our guest.
If you were getting recruited, and Northwestern came to you and Auburn came to you and said, we want to offer you full-ride scholarships. Which school
education.
Would you go to? Education or athletics?
Education.
That's the political
NAU.
Correct.
NAU. NAU.
They got nice weather, so you never know.
Yeah, NAU.
They got skunks up there, too, man.
No, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I had every opportunity. And I'm going to tell you, and Lowe's could tell you probably why he went to Auburn is because he didn't have a chance to go to Northwestern.
Right, they didn't have a great year in Northwestern.
They didn't recruit. But on the real, I mean, why I went to Northwestern, I love my school. They've been great to me, you know what I'm saying, and my family. So I'm just going to say this, and I've been recruited by Notre Dame, all the academics, Auburn as well, you know, Miami. But I love Northwestern because, like he's saying, we were back-to-back Big Ten champions. You know what I'm saying? My mother's a teacher, so I knew that everybody talks about having something to fall back on. To me, education is forever, bro. You know what I'm saying? Right. You're only gonna run that 40 for 10 years. That four for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That education. How long can you add 2 + 2?
4.
No, how long can you?
Oh, how long can you add?
Yeah, you might go to Auburn.
No, 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 you
might go to Auburn. No, wait. My brother doing algebra, okay? He's doing algebra.
PJ Spark just committed to Auburn right now.
We'll take him now.
No, but I'm trying, you know what?
You gotta have education.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love SEC football. I love, you know, I was just fortunate enough to have an opportunity to play, and I had a great time. And just like I tell Ira, I tell you, make it count, you know what I'm saying? Because you could get a lot of guys that aren't, you know, as astute as, you know, Lorenzo or right. or myself or guys that just care, you know what I mean? Because you'll see it happen so many times. They get done playing the game, and they don't know what to do, bro.
Well,
you
that's
know what
like
what NFL stands for?
Not for long. That's
not
right.
For long. Yeah.
We just had a guest on Marshall Diller, played at Stanford, standout running back, hurt his knee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you do after that? He went and he finished his education. Now he's a principal of a school, you know.
Okay.
He had to start thinking. He had to readjust.
Oh, wow. Making
plan
man.
B.
So
always
who
got to have a plan?
I think that ought to be plan A.
Yeah,
I think so.
NFL is B. Yeah.
I think so. So what's in your plans right now, man? What are you doing?
Well, right now, you know, I'm still in high school, but looking on to college, I really wanted to study, you know, psychology and sociology because, you know, I'm just a people's person. I love to help people.
Ooh.
Call me Young Dr. Phil.
Oh, really,
Mr.
You psychoanalyzing me? You psychoanalyzing me?
Let's get some relationship questions,
Dr.
Phil.
Yeah.
You need to get your life together, son.
Yeah. So Miss Dr. Feelgood, so being at Mountain Ridge, I mean, you know, being the football star, so how is your relation? Are you Tiger right now? Are you 14? Or how many is it? One, two?
You got numbers, man? What's up?
Yeah. I mean,
Man, I got one.
There you go.
One.
She won.
That's mama, right?
I got one.
That's mama, right? You got... What's her name? You could give her a shout out. Or, you know, no, never mind. I don't want you to get choked.
You got to say the right one, though.
No, I got it. Her name's Jessica Burks. Jessica Jean Burks.
There you go.
Yeah. You're a nice dude. I like you, PJ.
Social Security number? No, I'm kidding.
853.
So what type of dances? Do you do any dances after you score touchdowns? Do you celebrate?
No.
You do look like the dude from the jerk video, though. Yeah. You do look like
jerk. No, I can't. Like, it's just overrated.
You're a Barry Sanders dude? Just throw the ball back?
And it's just, like, to me, it's just immature. I really, it's not.
Less is more.
Can you do that, or you get penalized?
You get penalized. But if you're that deal.
Yeah, if you're that guy.
I mean, unless you get away with it. What you want to do. I mean, that's his thing.
You mean they don't throw a flag on everybody? Well, that's our show. Thanks, guys, for being on PlanetGridiron.com. We'll see you next week. It'll be our Christmas show. Hopefully y'all can tune in, and we'll see you next week. Damien?
Thanks, PJ. Lorenzo, for coming
out. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Dion? PlanetGridiron.com.
Happy holidays, everyone, and we'll see you next week here on PlanetGridiron.com.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.